Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Texas leaders made their case to voters ahead of the midterms during day two of the Republican National Convention in Dallas last night, as you just heard about on NPR. Our Shelby Rose is in studio with us this morning with more on what our state's leaders had to say. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. Of course, the second and final day featured some of the Republican Party's biggest names. That includes President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. But Texas Republicans also took center stage. Governor Greg Abbott touted his conservative record on border security and voting laws and called for a ban on Sharia law in Texas. One of the first speakers was Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who focused heavily on religion and his criticism of Democrats.
Make no mistake, this election coming up is not about politics. It's about darkness and it's about light. It's about those of us who love God and those who want to kick God out of our country. Because that's what the Democrats want to do.
He also called Democrats communists during multiple parts of the speech. Recent polling has Patrick leading over his opponent's Democratic state rep, Vicki Goodwin. Matt.
All right, Shelby. The University of Houston and the UH Police Department are investigating an online video where an unidentified graduate student who is also an adjunct professor participated in a frank discussion about child sexual exploitation and child sexual abuse. The video also accuses the professor of purchasing child abuse materials. Now, in a statement, a University of Houston spokesperson says the school and the UH Police Department are aware of the video and say, quote, "We have a zero tolerance policy for this type of activity, and the individual was immediately suspended from that classroom." The university and the UH Police Department also both say that they will take further action, including contacting the district attorney. The statement went on to say that UH police responded to the place where the video was being made in progress. Fort Bend County's two Democratic commissioners returned to the courthouse yesterday to vote on the 2027 budget and property tax rate after weeks of uncertainty over whether all four commissioners needed for the quorum would be present. The budget passed along partisan lines 3-2, with Democratic commissioners Grady Prestige and Dexter McCoy voting against the measure. McCoy addressed their position before the court.
What I want residents to know is that the politics of D.C. have no business in Fort Bend County. The politics of corruption and lies have no place in Fort Bend County.
The final tax rate was lower than the rate originally proposed and passed, with McCoy abstaining after a heated exchange with County Judge Daniel Wong, who is running against McCoy in November. The approved budget includes a lower cost of living adjustment for county employees. In sports, the Astros beat the Phillies last night, 2-1 the final. They maintain their lead in the division as the home stretch of the regular season begins. The Texans start their NFL season at home against the Bills.